Welcome to the Hide the Word of God in Your Heart podcast. Now here's your host, Danielle White.
Hello, my name is Danielle White with the Hide the Word in Your Heart devotional. This podcast is designed to help children and teenagers hide the Word of God in their hearts. Charles Spurgeon said, "The Word of God is always most precious to the man who most lives upon it." The scriptural passage we are going to hide in our hearts today is Psalm chapter 1, verse 1 through 2, in the King James Version. Psalm chapter 1, verse 1 through 2 says, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night." Let's say that again. Psalm chapter 1, verse 1 through 2 says, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night." Let's say that one last time. Psalm chapter 1, verse 1 and 2 says, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night." Let's pray. Holy Father God, I pray that you would help us not to walk with wicked people, but I pray that you would help us to meditate on your law and on your word day and night, and that it would be our delight. I pray that, thank you for what your Son Jesus Christ did on the cross for our sins. And I pray that all people will come to know your Son Jesus Christ as Savior and hide your word in their hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. God loves you. He loves you so much that he sent his Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for your sins. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you are not yet saved and would like to be, all you have to do is pray and ask Jesus to come into your heart today, and he will. Until next time, God bless you.